Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Hello, hello. We are back for another episode of The Soul of Business. And I have had a very full, I don't like to say the word busy, a very, very full last 4 to 6 weeks of my business. We have started off with a bang this year. For any of those of you that are in my community, on my email list, in my social media, you know, group, you know that we are currently enrolling for my signature group program, Thrive. This is my baby. This is my third baby. This is my thing that I have now done. This is my third time that I've enrolled in this course and going to be running this course. It is for the service-based woman entrepreneur who really is ready to step into creating the foundation, the systems, the structures, getting clear on who they're working with, in what ways they're working with them, having a clear marketing plan, really blowing through all of the limiting beliefs and, excuse my French, bullshit stories that you have been telling yourself that have kept you stuck and kept you where you are at currently. So whether you are brand new in business, and you're like, I really need support and a how-to get myself up and running. Or there are some people that have been doing it for a bit of time. There aren't really seasoned business owners in this group. I have a different program for them. But for those of you that are like still kind of just making ends meet, or you know, not having consistency in my clients, and you know, having 2 clients here and 3 clients here, and like I don't know how to have clients come in every single month. This is what this program does. We create a tailor-made marketing plan for you and your industry. I support you in getting more visible. I support you in putting your message out there. I support you in having confidence in who you are and what you're sharing and how to deliver that in a way that actually converts to sales. So I am so fired up about this program. I have the most amazing group of women that have already joined. We are currently enrolling for the next couple of weeks. We are officially starting on February 4th. And we will not be enrolling after that. The doors will close. So if you are a seasoned business owner, if you're a little bit further along and you're like, well, I'd like to know other ways that I can work with you. I do have an intimate mastermind of only 10 women that we are also filling that group right now. There are only 2 spots left to that group, possibly 3, but I think only 2. And that group of women is just absolutely lovely as well, and really, really going for big things. Those women are in the, okay, I'm ready for, you know, multiple 6 figures and beyond in 2019. So we've got all the links here in the show notes for you on those 2 programs. And so what I want to talk to you guys about today is I have been doing a ton of market research through these Permission to Prosper phone calls that I'm doing. I put out a Permission to Prosper video series this year. I appreciate all of the great feedback that we've received on this. And as a way to support my community, to really get to know you better and to really dig into what your needs are, what your goals are, and to see if I can support you through one of my group programs, either Thrive or the Elevated Experience Mastermind, I have been jumping on 20-minute calls with pretty much anybody that wants one. There are a few people that are either in a multi-level marketing company, or they're not in a kind of creative business. And so I'll share with them that it's just not the right fit when they sign up for a call. But if you are a service-based creative woman entrepreneur and you know that this is your year, you know that you are ready to step in, to do something different, to make a change, to really set your sights on what it is that you desire and actually make it happen this year, I'm going to encourage you to jump on a call with me. I've been doing this now for 4 to 6 weeks. I have been talking to woman after woman after woman. And I want to share with you some of the insights that I'm having today. I've spoken to, if not 100, very, very close to 100. My tally sheet shows actually like 130 women, but there's quite a few people that just don't show up, which, P.S., that's like a whole nother learning lesson. But I've spoken to quite a few women in the last month worldwide, and here is what I am finding. Every single one of you wants success. Every single one of you, there is this deep, deep desire to experience more, to have more, to true, like when you get really real with yourself, sometimes this takes a bit of support from me and a bit of coaching. You'll talk around it for a while. Like you'll say like, oh, I really want to build my business and I really want to, you know, have more clients and I really want to, this is a big one. I really want to get my website up and running, or I really want to know how to grow my social media. When I ask you why do you want those things? And I help you drill down. At the core, the desire is to make more money. Whether or not you're admitting that and whether or not that's something that you're actually in touch with, the reason why anybody starts a business is to ultimately make more money doing what you love and to serve and work with the people that you also love. If you don't have that desire, it's all good. Just go start a hobby, right? Like you're not a businesswoman if there's not a direct viewpoint and idea on making money. And the more that you can just give yourself permission to say yes to that and to actually get into touch with that is actually what you want. When you start to look at how will that money impact my life? How will that money impact my family, right? Like if this isn't about just like having dollars like stuck under your bed or, you know, going out and buying the next pair of Jimmy Choo's or whatever. And if that's what you want, that's cool too. But what I find ultimately is that women do really, really, really great things with the money that they make. And for every woman, that's going to be different. For one woman, that's going to be sending her kids to private school. Another woman, it's going to be taking her children on a trip. The other woman, it's going to be hiring another woman to help work in her home, a nanny, a caregiver, an assistant, a house cleaner, right? For some of you, you guys have got big passions about charities, etc. So it's like, this isn't about keeping up with the Joneses. Not even about keeping up with the Joneses, but like some of you have a real desire to create more beauty in your lives with whether it is clothing or home or furniture. You know, this is something that really drives me. Like I love gorgeous environments. For those of you that have been to my home, you know, I host a lot of events here. Like, you know that there's such like exquisite detail to the workmanship that's been done in my home. And it's like, really a representation of like the frequency that my husband and I ride at, right? Like we're intentional about our home, about the things in our home. We're fairly like minimalistic. We don't have a bunch of crap everywhere. You know, we're just not buying things just to buy them. We're buying them because they feel in alignment and they feel good and they're going to elevate the entire experience. So I got a little bit off on a tangent there, but you can hear how passionate I am about this. I get so passionate about inspiring and empowering women to make money and to give themselves permission to do so because we don't do it ourselves, right? Like left to your own devices, you're like shooting yourself. You are like, I don't really need that. Become a martyr. I just need to like, you know, as long as I like my kids are happy or as long as my husband's happy or as long as I'm just getting by and knowing how to pay my credit card, everything's fine. No, it's not fine, my love. It's not fine. It's not fine because you're not flourishing. You're not in your body. You're not like fully resourced and you're not actually sharing all of your gifts in overflow, right? And so when you give yourself permission and when you make a decision that you are going to start doing things differently and that you are going to call in the money and call in the business and really get into alignment with what your desires are and what it is that you want, things start to change. So back to what I am finding with the women that I am talking to in these calls. Now, I will say there is a range. There is a very, very, I mean, I'm literally speaking with people from New Zealand, Australia, Czech Republic, the UK, all over the US, Hawaii. This past week, I spoke with somebody in the Caribbean, right? And so it's like so cool, like what we can do creating a global community on the interwebs, if you will. And, you know, this is really the first time that I've tapped into the global community. And so that's also like a very interesting learning curve for me about how things are nuanced differently. There obviously are differences and you need to take those into consideration. But truthfully, like at the core, like how similar and how much every single one of us have in common. And so I just really am more in touch than ever with this deep, deep desire that you have, that we all have for more expression of ourselves, for stepping into our passion, for stepping into what your calling is. And for every woman, that's going to look a little bit differently. And ultimately to increase, you know, the prosperity, the abundance, the overflow, just the overall expansiveness that you are having and experiencing in your life. So that's awesome, right? Very clear. Every woman wants it. You wouldn't be drawn to my work or being drawn to even, you know, get on this podcast or even think about signing up for a phone call with me if you didn't have that desire. So that's really clear. The other thing that I'm seeing a pattern in is that there is a real need for support for most women to get really clear. There's this thing that one of the ways that we keep ourselves out of the game is by being in the swirl and by being in the gray. So what do I mean by that? It's like this idea of like, well, yeah, like I want more clients. And yeah, I really want to build my business. Okay, well, what does that mean? Right? I really want to make more money, or I really want to start a podcast, like whatever it is for you. Like, I really want to support women. Okay, what does that actually mean? And so one of the things that I've been doing on these calls is supporting and like grounding women in what that actually means and what that looks like. Like, what does that mean for you? Again, it's going to look differently for most women, but there's a real alignment that happens when you're able to support your desires with distinct like clarity. Like, I want to get my website up by this date, and this is why the website is important. This is what I think it's going to do for me and my business. I need to get clear on the exact person that I'm targeting. I need to, this year, within like the next couple months, I need to get really, really crystal clear on what my pricing is and what my offerings are so that I have more confidence when I go out and speak to potential clients. I have a very clear desire to make this much more money. And then some of you, which is totally fine, will say, my desire is just, my goal is to just not have to get another job or to go back to, corporate, which is great. And then when I ask, well, what does that actually look like? Like, what are your expenses? For you to not have, like, how much money would you make at that job? There's a bit of a swirl. So again, like getting just really pen to paper on, this is what it would take. This is what I think the reason why one would stray from that and not look at what that actually is because there's fear that it may not actually happen. Like if you just stay in kind of the unknowing of, there's just kind of this pie in the sky idea of like, I don't want to go get a job, and you just kind of push the finances like out the window, out the door, then you don't really have to look at it. You don't really have to get grounded. You don't really have to like take steps in your business to make that. It's just kind of like this idea. It's like this hope and this wish. Well, I am here to tell you and to give you some tough love that hoping and wishing and wanting is not going to move your business forward, okay? Like, it's not. I'm all about the dream. I'm all about the desire. I'm all about the, getting spiritual about it. And there is something so awesome and empowering about a spiritual woman who has cleared in her desires and then decides to get grounded and strategic about it. Like, that is where the magic happens. And that's why this is called the soul of business. That is why the tagline is where spirituality meets strategy. That's why I take a stand for both. Because doing one without the other, if you only take strategic action over and over and over again, that will lead you down a road to burnout, exhaustion, and overwhelm, and just like you'll hate your life. If all you do is the spiritual, you'll live in your seventh chakra, like land, like above your head all day long, every day. And it's like, it's maybe blissful, but there's this underlying, like real desire to bring it down and actually to experience the human body and to experience your physical human abundance, prosperity, like we're in a human body to explore and live and to actually play in it, you know, et cetera. So there's a real desire to want it. Now, this is where I get a bit emotional and sad and just, and also just honestly fierce. There's just a lot of emotions here. There are so many of you that are keeping yourself stuck and are going to keep doing exactly what you're doing because you're not willing to make a decision, a hard decision, and to take a leap of faith to start doing it differently. So here's what I mean. Yeah, I really want more. I really want to make more money. I really want to get my website up, or I really want to go out and get more clients. But I'm unwilling to make a change, take a risk, whether your risk is get a mentor, get a coach, hire a program, hire an assistant, you know, invest back in your business, go tell your husband what you need to do, get a nanny, like put your kid in preschool. Like there, for every single woman, it's going to be differently. It's going to be different. But more times than not, what I'm experiencing on these Permission to Prosper calls is that if the woman is a good fit for the program, I'm inviting her to be part of the program. And she's like, yes, it sounds so good. Oh my God, the community, the environment, your mentorship, the how-to structure, the how-to's, like, yes, like that is what I want. That is what I need. That is what I think will really support me in moving, you know, my business forward. And then all of the stories and the fear come forward, which I'm not here to judge that. Like, I have so much compassion for these women that I'm speaking with, because it's just like the fear is so tight. It's literally like a noose on your neck. And I feel it, I see it, I'm experiencing it. And all of the stories of like, is this really going to work for me? Is this really my time? Am I going to really do what I say I'm going to do? Where am I going to find the money? What if it all runs out? Like, there's just so much fear. And again, like story. And I hear you. This includes myself. Like, to the degree that we are locked in our stories, we can't see out of them. We can't see a creative solution. We are like literally locked in and we're paralyzed, that we don't have the money, that we don't, that we can't find the way, that we need like X, Y, and Z. And so what I'm holding space for with every woman on these calls and for every one of you that's listening that has not signed up for a call is to really support you in taking that leap of faith in whatever way that looks like for you. I know some of you, like I have clients that like that leap of faith right here and now is going, okay, this is going to be the year that I start asking for support, both, you know, whether it's professionally or personally. For some of you, it's going to be, I'm going to let go of my dad's voice, my mom's voice, my husband's voice, and I'm going to start making decisions for myself. For some of you, it's going to be getting your butt into Thrive and going, I need to figure out how to do this, right? I'm going to figure out how to make this payment plan work. I'm going to go work a second job. I'm going to go take out a credit card. I'm going to go ask my parents for money, or I'm going to go and really be in my power with my husband and tell, or partner, or whatever it is, and say, this is an investment that I'm making, and this is what I know is true for me in my business. The only reason why you're not doing that is because you're afraid you're not going to show up. You're afraid that you're not going to make it work for you. And you're afraid that you're going to be in the same position that you were 5 months ago or 6 months ago, and then $3,000 in debt, right? Like that, I'm calling it out. And so for the woman that is ready, for the woman that is like, no, I am going to do this differently. I am going to change. I am going to actually take action and put my physical body and make action steps and my money where my mouth is, this is my invitation to you. This is my invitation for you to stop doing what you're doing, start doing things differently, and get yourself into a room and a community and a vortex that you will be supported in that. Got one more thing to say, and then I'm going to wrap it up here. I know I'm getting like fired up, you guys, because I know how much it's not everyone. It's definitely, definitely, definitely not everyone. So it's like, if I'm speaking this to you and you're like, Heidi, this is not land, like totally cool. Hit pause, move on to the next episode. But for the women that I am speaking to day in and day out, and that are like, oh my gosh, yes, I know that I need something. I know that I need an environment. And then, you know, and then they go and they think about it, or they this and they that. And then it's just like their mind just starts spinning and they lose it. I think that there's this idea that we need to like be doing things alone, and that somehow like we're weak or we're not good enough or all this stuff if we like can't figure out things alone. And I remember feeling this way when I first went to see a therapist. And it was like this idea that like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me because I'm getting therapy, right? And it was just like this old belief system that like my parents didn't go to therapists. Like, you know, they just like chalked it up and pushed it down and, you know, didn't feel their feelings and all that stuff. And so it's like this idea that like, you're just supposed to be great at business and you're just supposed to like know exactly what to do. And you're just supposed to know exactly how to like, you know, get your ideal clients and exactly how to like do your offerings and your packages. And like, the only reason why I'm as good as I am at this, you guys, is because I've gotten mentorship. I have gotten mentorship and guidance for the last decade of my life in multiple different ways. It hasn't always been the same person or the same thing, but it's like I've continued to show up for myself and figure out ways. Some of the times I went into debt. Some of the times I had, you know, I had the money to pay for it. Most of the time when I have had money to pay for it, I'm continuing to stretch. Like, if you think that I'm investing in a $3,000 or even a $10,000 program, like, I guess that's a joke, you know? It's like my next level is working with people that are that much further ahead than I am, running multi-million dollar companies in the entrepreneurship space that are not charging these numbers for their programs. So all this to say, you don't need to do it alone. You can't do it alone. And to really put yourself in an environment, in a community, in a, you know, in a position to receive mentorship and coaching, it really is just like the best. It's just like giving yourself a gift and allowing yourself to really set yourself up for success. So to the degree that you are feeling that inner yes, that and that perhaps working with me in one of my programs this year could be a good fit for you, jump on the phone with me. I am here to hold space for you to make the decision for yourself. There are a number of people that their industry has not been the right fit, that they are not at the right place for the right fit. Or there's been a few of you that have come and shown up for thinking that you want to join Thrive. And I'm like, girlfriend, you're playing small. And it's really time for you to step into your multiple six-figure business and to be part of a higher level mastermind that's going to support you in getting there. And I have, you know, invited you and for several of you, welcomed you into the higher level elevated experience mastermind. So you guys, hope you have a great day. I hope you're going to take advantage of these permission to prosper calls. Do me a favor. If you sign up for one, show up for it. I know you all respect my time and, you know, and I respect your time. And I, you know, I'm showing up for these calls. I'm on the Zoom link, and it's just, that's been a very interesting also just lesson. It's like, I have a lot of compassion. Like, there's no, like, I'm not taking it personally. It, to me, it feels like when a woman doesn't show up for a, you know, a free offering, a free call with a potential mentor, you know, with someone that, not to toot my own horn, but can offer you so much in just 10 to 15 minutes. My heart goes out. My heart goes out because like that just shows me that like you're not yet there where you can even give yourself that gift, where you're not even actually able to show up for yourself. So however much courage it takes, click on the link, get yourself in the room. Like, get yourself on the call. That is oftentimes like the biggest challenge, just to get yourself there. And just to share, you know, I'm the Thrive, the ladies in Thrive, we've already started our Facebook group and they're posting. And, you know, one of the women was like, you guys, I literally spent 3 hours this morning. I got a babysitter. I spent 3 hours just organizing myself and getting myself like ready. And I got all the calls, and literally I made a couple of follow-ups to potential clients that I hadn't heard from in a while. One of them signed up on the spot, right? So just like getting herself into the room, getting herself into Thrive, into the modules, doing some of the money mindset, a freebie work that I've got when the minute you get started, it's like, boom, right? Like the universe met her exactly where she's at. Another woman was like, I knew I had to do this program. I started a manifestation challenge. I literally called in $1,000. I've got my credit card here and I am signing up. So it's just like, good on them. Like they are taking full responsibility. They are doing what it takes to set themselves up for success this year and to make sure that they thrive in 2019. God bless you guys. Sorry, I preached a little bit today. I get super fired up when I talk about money and women and really, really, really doing what you need to do to create the success and the life and the abundance and the flow and the prosperity that you know is possible for you. So go get yourself on a phone call with me. Go get yourselves into Thrive. And I look forward to really being there with you on this journey over the next 5 months. God bless.